And while I'm out here and I'm feeling motivated, I might as well get it out my system and go ahead and record it. Because if I don't do it, I'm going to forget. I'm going to get lazy and I'm going to procrastinate. And that is the goal killer right there, right? So check this out. We're going to talk about authenticity. So when I started doing content creation, right? I started doing YouTube. I've always had dreams and goals of being a YouTuber, and that's what I plan on doing. I plan on getting this popular enough to where I can start transitioning people over there, and I'm still going to start doing my content on YouTube. I need to start doing it too. But my biggest thing was I would watch other people's content and get inspired by it, right? And I would try to take it and put my own twist on it. And keep it a buck with you, it would fail. It would fail drastically. My original video that I would post, that I would take my own details and my own creativity, my own topics, and I would basically, brainstorm and everything and just put it all together, boom, I would get basically 200 to 1,000 views, you know what I'm saying? To somebody else, that may not be nothing, but to me, starting from a YouTube page of zero followers and having a small amount of 20 subscribers and pulling in 1,000 views meant everything to me, right? But then I stopped, I took a break. Why? I have my own reasons. And I seen other people's content and they were getting thousands of views. And I was like, I want to take those and put my own twist on it. And I would get a whopping 30 to 20 to 15 views, right? And I'm like, man, that's crazy, because like, I'm basically using the same logic and the same, basically the same logic. I'm understanding the algorithm. If people liking this, they should like it. But the reason why people didn't like it is because they would see the thumbnail, they would see the title, and they would click it, and it didn't match up because it wasn't me. It was somebody else's idea. And I just took it and I put my own spin on it. There's nothing wrong with being inspired by other people, but authenticity counts. Bro, people are gonna click on your video, and that's the attention grabber. But the thing that's going to keep people interested and keep them watching is you. So to hell with what everybody else says, bro. When you get something in your head, bro, you get an idea, bro, just do it, record it, and post it, bro. Because you're going to be like, oh, this is a banger right here. This is it. Post it and record it, bro. Because people are actually going to watch your, you know what I'm saying, watch you and watch what you have, you know what I'm saying, not other people. And it's going to be some people out there that's, it's gonna hit or miss. You know, some people might not mess with it, but the people that do are the people that you want. You wanna earn those people one by one by one. It don't matter if it takes you 10 years to earn 100 subscribers. Those are true, genuine people that look to understand you and to take whatever product that you are presenting, whether that be I do advice, whether you do fitness, whether you do comedy, entertainment, you do thirst traps or something like that. People are going to want to organically watch you, and you want those organic people. You don't want the people that's just there just for a clout, because they're going to leave you when that wave dies. Authenticity.